What we have seen is that there is serial defections. When there's a new president with a different party, then people defect. Then the very same people, similar kind of people, when there's a new president with a different party, they defect again. So they keep going round and round. When they do defect, they should relinquish the position. In other words, the Speaker of Parliament must then declare their seat vacant. Then there should be by-elections. That's the normal process. That's what the Constitution expects. But the practice in Malawi has been that when members defect, they do not relinquish the position. So they keep the seat in Parliament. Then the elections never happen. And that is very unconstitutional. It's illegal.
You say here, Professor, that defections encourage politics of the stomach. What does that mean?
Once you defect, you do not enter into policy discussion with the party that you are defecting to. All that happens is that they agree on the kinds of things, economic benefits that this person will get, either a ministerial position, deputy minister, that has been the trend. So that's the point that I'm trying to make there, that people defect not in the interest of the state, but only to satisfy their own personal interests.
And you say that defections create the impression that greed, not loyalty. Is there something called loyalty in politics?
If you compete for a party, you use the resources of the party name, goodwill, policies to compete for a party. And because you have also represented yourself to the electorate as a supporter of those core policies of that party, you are expected to remain loyal to those kinds of goals and representations you made. So that's what I mean there, that there isn't much of loyalty by defecting members to their own parties. In fact, in Malawi, political parties have become quite weak because party leaders cannot control their own MPs because they can defect any time.
And what do you think can be done to slow down this huge appetite for defection that you have talked about so eloquently?
First is at the party level, we have a problem. The parties themselves are not very democratic. There's no intra-party democracy. There is no competition for positions. Positions are just shared among the party members, the prominent members. But then Section 65 itself must be implemented by the government. The practice of the government of the day buying MPs needs to stop. But also there should be an attempt by politicians to enter into serious coalition. If you have a minority government, you need to engage with other political parties and engage at a policy level in the national interest.